Blog Talk Radio.
I love this country. Everything free. I have 9 social security numbers. I bought a woman in a mattress store. There was ad in paper. Beautiful woman sitting on bed. I go, $4.99. I go to store. I say, give me this woman. I buy this woman. They say, not for sale. Not for sale. False advertising. I filed with the EPA. They gave in. They gave me woman. They deliver mattress tomorrow. I have this woman now. I bought this woman for $4.99. I put it on credit card. And one of my social security numbers. I love this country. Everything free.
Welcome to the Spirit of America
Party and the Spirit of America Party book.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really do care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had set to go. Now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Our show tonight is dedicated to women, and all the songs that we're going to reach out for are women's names. So here is Charmaine. What a beautiful name.
I wonder why you keep me waiting, Charmaine.
Okay, here we go.
I love this country. Everything free. I have 9 social security numbers. I bought a woman in a mattress store. There was ad in paper. Beautiful woman sitting on bed. I go, $4.99. I go to store. I say, give me this woman. I buy this woman. They say, not for sale. Not for sale. False advertising. I filed with the EPA. They gave in. They gave me woman. They deliver mattress tomorrow. I have this woman now. I bought this woman for $4.99. I put it on credit card. And one of my social security numbers. I love this country. Everything free. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My name is Abu Tam, the American Fundamentalist. Streamlined American. There is three parties in this world. The Communist Party, the Mainstream American Party, and Abu Tam, and the Streamlined American Party. Hang in there. We'll give you a tune. We're picking good music today. Song. Onward, O'Donnell, then fight the old fight again. Yep, they used to sing it in Ireland. Now we sing it here in the USA. What's President Banana up to? President Banana has done a magnificent con job on illegal aliens, telling them that they can do anything they want in the USA and they will not be prosecuted. But that's not true, because he's lying, and he's only doing it to win votes. And after he has convicted for 4 more years, he will close the office door and not listen to the cries of the Mexican people. He didn't listen to the cries of the Mexican people for 3.5 years, but now he needs their vote, so he's going to pull a fast one. Yeah, wonderful guy, isn't he? He'll tell you that he can't give any information on Operation Fast and Loose because it's a matter of executive privilege. What's executive privilege? Killing 50,000 Mexicans? What are those guns doing in Mexico? How did they get there? Did you know that under Bush's wide receiver, Every one of those weapons had a tracking device in it. When the Mexicans found, the Mexican communist terrorists found out that there were tracking devices in it, they used to remove them. So when Bush's people found that out, they canceled Operation Wide Receiver. And then along comes a hop-along Obama, and he reopens supplying guns to the communist narco-terrorists, his brothers-in-arms, and knowing that they can remove the tracking devices, so he doesn't send any. So he saved us a buck there on the tracking devices. Now they tell.
Okay, folks. Let me tell you what happened. I put a whole show together, about 50 minutes of, for tonight. And it was marked 6-23 Obama Lies. And it was... And now I think I uploaded the wrong... what a coincidence, right? 6-23. But anyway, so this must be older because this is when Obama was in power. And I had a beautiful show all put together for you. So I got to wing it now. And I put on some songs dedicated to women. And I thought it was going to be just appropriate for the evening. But now I got to wing it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you my opening. All the draft dodgers are condemning Trump for not striking Iran. He asked, right? With 10 minutes before he called it off, he asked how many will die. That shows compassion. The man is thinking of people. And they said 150. So he called off the strike. He said it wasn't worth it. We only lost a $120 million drone. I'm not going to kill 150 innocent people, Iranian people. And if you don't think the Iranians didn't take notice, the Iranian people, in a country where their mullahs used up 1 million Iranians fighting Saddam, have you ever seen their monument of helmets filled with blood? Hundreds of helmets all welded together, and it's like a water fountain. The blood is coming down from one helmet to another. Trump just saved 150 Iranian lives. And Obama paid the mullahs $150 billion to nuke the USA. If you think that money was going anywhere but to buy Iran, the uranium they needed from Russia, who bought it from Hillary Clinton, you are the dumbest person on the face of the earth. These people shout death to America every day. Obama gives them $150 billion. Go to any mafia meeting and bring that subject up and see what they tell you. Unbelievable, man. Two countries Trump would win the election tomorrow, Iran and Venezuela. And now, did you see the bread lines in Cuba? Yep. But the press will never show you that because the press always keeps you out of sight and out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Out of mind. forget if I could. But my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind. Out of sight,
out of sight,
but not out of my mind.
Next tune we're going to dedicate to all the nurses of the USA and all the nurses of the world. There is nobody that really sees what goes on in life more than a nurse and a New York cop. Yeah, sorry guys, because I know you guys go through hell. I don't know how you can't stop off at a bar after working in an 8-hour tour and seeing what you see. It is really terrible. But tonight I'm saying we should build a statue to nurses and a tribute to nurses, because they are actually God's reps. And some of them you will find in churches at funerals for someone who passed away on their watch. And sometimes it's somebody that had nobody, somebody that died alone. And there'll be nurses at his funeral or her funeral. They are good people. They have good hearts. And if you really want a good marriage, marry a nurse in a church in front of God.
Something to make my heart beat the faster. What did I long for? I never really knew. Finding your love, I found my adventure. Touching your hand, my heart beat the faster. All that I want in all of this world is you.
And some
crap. I NFL'd that hoe. I knocked her out in the elevator. I dragged her out by her foot. Yeah. Big difference in a love song, huh? Okay. Now we're going to do a tribute to Donald Trump and America First.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed? Who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Watching the valley, who's in charge of it all? God bless the army, and God bless our liberty. That gum the rest of it all. Yeah, man, it's position of backing away. Freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20 trips a year from coast to coast.
Tribute with the next tune to GIs who served in World War II. When they left to go overseas and they said goodbye, they didn't think they were ever coming back. A lot of people don't know that. Stiff upper lip, you know what I mean? So, we got about a 50% brainwashed country. Communists have done a wonderful job. First thing they did was they said they don't exist. They convinced everybody that the Soviet Union had collapsed, and they changed their banners. But they still got the same old program. And one of their goals, there are 65 goals of the Communist Party that were read into the congressional record in 1963. And one of their goals was to infiltrate one or both parties and take it over. Guess which party they infiltrated and took over? You see the Democrats running around like crazy. They call themselves socialists and progressives. They're communists. And everything they do is a communist tactic. It's unbelievable. So I say that 50% of the country is already brainwashed. And if they came out of their house in the morning and saw Russian tanks in the street with Chinese road guards, they would think it's a parade. And I never want to hear a Soviet tank commander say, when the moonlight is on the Wabash, in my hometown, Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems the gleaming candlelight, still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Home is where the heart is, isn't that what they say? Okay, we're going to play you a Democrat Party training song. We've got congressmen that are doing nothing. They oppose Trump, so they don't do anything. He submits paperwork or requests for a bill. They ignore him. He asks for money for the wall. They joked about it. And they gave him pittance. But they gave the Iranians $157 billion. You know what kind of wall you can build for $157 billion? Instead, the Iranians used the money to buy the Clinton uranium from the Russians, and now they're going to expose themselves developing nuclear weapons, as opposed to when they were hiding it. And John Kerry is giving them advice on how to beat Trump. How's that? Hanoi John, the biggest traitor in America. Now, you know, when a party comes to power, the party that comes to power, the first thing they do is get rid of all the opposition. And they take them out of secure positions where they could hurt the party that's now in power, and they put their own people in there. And you have to assume Obama did the same thing. And that's why the FBI is corrupt, the CIA is corrupt, the National Security Agency is corrupt. They're at least corrupt the top three layers down. Because let's face it, they know that maybe the top layer will get caught, or the top two layers will get caught, but at least the third will be there to do the job. You see what happened when Trump came into office. All of a sudden, all these leaks and all these stories came out of the White House. He was getting slaughtered in the beginning till he could get his feet on the ground. It is really terrible. Half the country don't know their aim. The universities were all shot. So, because of that, we're going to pay a tribute to a lady that loved this country, and she loved everybody in it, regardless of anything, race, color, creed, all that Mickey Mouse crap. And so she's going to sing the tune she loves to the people she loves.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
In the grave about 30 years, never hurt anybody. And all of a sudden, the communists want the song removed because they say she was a racist because she sang a song with the word darkies in it. This is where America is at. The squabble nation. The pettifore nation. In the meantime, on the horizon is coming the biggest drug problem you ever saw, and you won't be able to sustain it. It started with medical marijuana, and now they're up to recreational marijuana, and Democrats and Republicans are fighting for payoffs from special interest groups. They want to be taken care of. When a guy says he's against something, he's only against it until he gets paid off. And the guy says he's for it, he's only for it until he gets paid off. It's all, as the Arabs say, bakshish. Bakshish, baby. Grease. Grease is the word. They're greasing the House and the Senate. And look, the big rhino, who was the head of Congress, Boehner, he's representing the marijuana industry today. They can't wait to get a job with the marijuana industry, because it's going to be big money, and it's going to be big money in the stock market. Everybody's going to make a fortune. And then the next upcoming industry as a result of the marijuana industry is going to be rehab. There are going to be more rehab units than churches. Oh, nobody ever OD'd on marijuana. No, they graduated to heroin. Look at Puerto Rico. You want to see the plight of drugs? Look at Puerto Rico. 1 out of 7 Puerto Ricans is a heroin addict. And what does heroin bring? It brings muggings, murder, and robberies. It brings crime. When I was growing up, the only store that had a burglar alarm was a bank. There were no fences. There were no gates. Nothing. Drugs brought all that. And who's to say you're going to get marijuana and it's not laced with a more addictive drug? 30 million people in the United States can't give up smoking cigarettes. Now, what do you think is going to happen with marijuana users? And not only that, you don't have to smoke weed. You can get medical Marinol. And it even comes in suppository form for people that can't swallow or people that throw up a lot. The only problem with the suppository form is it's kind of hard to pass the roach around. But don't buy this stuff and weed is happiness, because it's not. Weed leads to bigger sins. And that's why it's hip to be square.
Down.
Americans get frustrated with little terrorist nations pushing us around. And it would be very easy for Trump. He could actually occupy the Straits of Hormuz and take a little bit of Iranian land on their side and protect all the shipping that's coming in. But then there are Americans that really want to go heavy.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. Build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. A Japanese kimono, baby, to be a pair of shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
But President Trump doesn't want to do that. President Trump wants to negotiate.
Thank you.
Dedicating this next one to women and mothers, and how a good woman, like the one that's going to sing this song, lives her life and is a credit to the family that she's raising. Without her, there would be no family.
Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls, champagne, sables, or such. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, 'cause honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on, whether the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot. Give me your shoulder to cry on, whether the day is bright or gray. Give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. That always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
In the 50s, 2 out of 5 songs had gotten them. What happened?
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. My prayer is to linger with you. at the end of the day. In a dream that's divine, my friend, is a rapture in bloom. With the world far away and your lips close to mine.
Our show, folks. I'm going to close. I usually close with the Star Spangled Banner, but the Navy hymn gets overlooked. And so the Navy hymn has different verses in it for different branches of the service. When JFK got shot at his funeral, they played the Navy hymn. It's Eternal Father, Strong to Save.